This is a consecutive interpretation with text exercise. You will hear a text recorded in English, broken into segments. Listen to each segment. At the end of each segment, you will hear a beep, followed by a pause. During the pause, translate from English into your First Nations language. You may read the text and take notes during the consecutive interpretation with text exercise. The test will begin in 5 seconds.
The offender recalls an early childhood consisting of many challenges. These included verbal and physical abuse, as well as substance abuse by his father. Although the offender denies having ever been the victim of abuse, the offender's mother disclosed that her spouse was violent with her and the children. She adds that from 1990 to 1998, her relationship with the offender's father was very unstable and characterized by frequent separations. The children would stay with their father in Timmins, and their mother would leave the family to return to her home community of Flying Post. Both she and the offender indicate that the family has not followed the traditional ways of life of their culture. Child and family services were actively involved with the offender from a young age. Their records indicate involvement with psychological services from the age of 7 until the age of 9. According to the offender, he was placed in a group home in Brockville at the age of 10 as a result of his setting a fire to a vacant trailer in the community. Prior to incarceration, the offender was living with his mother and her boyfriend in Flying Post. He claims to maintain a good relationship with his mother, but admits that he is not close to her boyfriend. At this time, his mother indicates that her son is welcome to return to her home. When discussing siblings, the offender does not appear to be very close to his two brothers or his sister. He adds that one of his brothers is in Sudbury, possibly in a psychiatric facility. And that his brother also has had involvement with the criminal justice system.
The test is now over. Now that you have completed this exercise, compare your results with the example scoring units shown in the manual. You will find these examples following this consecutive interpretation with text exercise in the manual. Make sure that you have communicated each of these scoring units correctly.